You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, do you know why Voyage AC's bedtime spray is so relaxing?
The essential oils? Mm-hmm. The chamomile? Mm-hmm. Maybe the Bulgarian rose?
Yes, all of that. But did you also know that the crystal lipidolite Melanie uses in the bedtime spray releases just a teeny bit of lithium?
Lithium? Wait, wasn't lithium called Mother's Little Helper back in the 50s?
Precisely, hun, because of its relaxing properties. But now you have all the benefits of that and all these other amazing organic, aromatic ingredients in Voyage AC's bedtime spray. Just one spritz and you're off to dreamland.
You mean I'm off to dreamland? Sometimes I drift off while you're still spritzing the pillows.
That's so true. You want to check out this bedtime spray and all of Voyage AC's beautiful candles, phenomenal fragrances, and gorgeous face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
Well, you can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and scents. Each original fragrance, every candle is handmade, 100% natural vegetable blend, and created by Melanie personally.
Peter Sage, what an amazing interview. I wanted to take notes, and then I have so many comparative stories because I'm from a place of recovery, and a lot of the stuff you talk about, hope and faith and fear, gratitude, all these things are tools that I've used in my recovery to face life as it faces me. Just to give the listeners an idea of what we just talked about, you were put into a maximum security prison, one of the most violent prisons in the UK, for basically, what exactly was the charge?
Contempt.
Well, it wasn't contempt. Even a charge, it was for contempt of court on a civil matter, on a business deal.
You were sentenced to 18 months. You spent 6 months there, is that correct?
Yeah, as a civil prisoner, I get automatic release after 50%, right. But I appealed the 18 months. It got dropped to 12, so I served six. Yeah, the irony was if I'd committed a crime, I'd have been out sooner because I could have got parole, but I don't get a parole officer because I'm not a criminal, so I wasn't assigned one, so I couldn't get parole, so I had to serve the full 6 months.
There are a lot of trap doors in the legal system. Even here, we find that people disappear into the legal system with, you know, those blank spots, and they're hard to retrieve. But one of the things I couldn't stop thinking about during the interview, have you ever seen The Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, I actually watched it in prison. It was something that when it comes on, all the prisoners watch. But yeah, it's great.
Tim Robbins' character came in there with basically financial plan to help people who he thought were enemies. He came into it very much like you. He had that eye on everybody. He wanted to see where he could fit and be a positive image. His thing was to offer a financial solution. Your thing, I was thinking if we made a modern movie about Peter, it would be that you would offer hope and gratitude and these tools that people could take. And the escape wouldn't be Ziwatineho. The escape would be a freedom, a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that way? Did you feel like you were giving something away that had value that people couldn't see? Because what you did is you went in and offered these men who thought they were doomed to this life, you offered them a sense of hope that they hadn't had before, and they really saw it as more valuable than money, maybe even.
A strong theme throughout the journey was really, it wasn't about trying to give them tools and skills as much as it was trying to get them to raise their level of consciousness.
Mm.
Yeah, and that can sound nebulous for some people, but yeah, courage is a level of consciousness. Yeah, so is despair.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can go from being a victim to somebody who sees possibility or can mature emotionally, see, we don't get to choose whether we mature physically. That's part of the rule set.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care how many creams you put on or how many vitamins you take. 50 years from now, we're going to look different. Yeah, but
that's for sure.
Emotional maturity is a choice. Mm. And unfortunately, it's a choice most of them don't even know they have. They're just trying to deal with broken families or quick fixes or whatever it is. And I found that prison isn't full of bad people. There's a lot of good people that made bad decisions.
Right.
And were just cast aside. And to try to support their self-image at that point is probably the biggest gift I could have given them.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see this initially as a way to survive? Where you're like, oh, like people are going to treat me better if I have this value to offer? Were you?
No. I went in on that mission. I recorded a bit when, as a potential possibility of it going south, when the court case looked like it was going, the hearing looked like it wasn't going well. I recorded a video outside the court saying, hey guys, this to my staff saying, if you're watching this, it means I'm not coming back. I'm off on a different mission.
Right.
I used the word sentinel specifically in that video. I said, if I've got to go in and do for people in there what I've been doing for you guys for so many years, it says the universe wants to send me as a sentinel of light, let me go. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Wow. But just because the teacher's not in class doesn't mean to say that students can skip school. So I'll be writing to you.
Wow. I mean, what an example, man. I mean, was there a time in your life that you weren't like this, Peter? Because you just seem so, like, I can't even see a fracture or crack in it, man. You are driven in a way that is, like Laura might have said, unique, you know? But was there a time in your life where you didn't understand that you had a choice in how you approach the world?
Yeah, I mean, in my early 20s, again, I was an entrepreneur. I was fortunate to be successful financially at a young age. I was doing well, but I was miserable. I was upset. I was frustrated. And the reason for that was because I was trying to prove to the world that I was good enough through business success to try to overcome the insecurities as a young man of the fear that I wasn't. Mm. Yeah. And that drove a lot of my 20s. And yeah, for me, when I finally got to a place of knowing that there's nothing to defend, nothing to conquer, and nothing to prove, that I was born good enough. Mm. Not from a place of arrogance or comparison, but as a child of God. Yeah, we're all here. We're God amongst gods. Yeah, nobody's flawed. Nobody's broken. Yeah, we may be lost in the maze somewhere because we haven't been given a map or we haven't figured out or been lucky enough to walk, take the right left turn. Mm. But yeah, when I let go of the need to prove anything and let go of the good opinion of others, when I started becoming internally validated rather than externally validated, my whole life started to shift. And when I saw and felt, a bit like yourself, on a recovery journey, when you've gone there, you want to help other people because you've walked that path. Yeah, you want to tell them it's possible. You want to come from authenticity and say, listen, I know what it's like to be at the darkest depths. I've been there. But you know, there's hope around the corner, and let me show you the light.
Right. And I love the humility piece that you use your own examples in life to be an inspiration for people. You don't just talk about things that you haven't experienced in order to let them have an experience. And the other thing that you said that I think is so valuable is that this world is experiencing something that only an internal shift can really help us navigate in a way. Like, it is so overwhelming right now with everything that we, all the information we receive and all the things that are facing us as a current global population, that, you know, I think that the gift that you offer is that we get a chance each day to decide how we're going to approach that, which is very valuable to me. It's been my journey in recovery that each day I get to wake up and choose how I'm going to approach the world, which I often before this journey thought it was everything external determined how I felt internally. And I think you just talk so clearly about it and your streams of consciousness. I really feel like I got to rewind your statements all the way through because I'm like, wait, what did he just say? That was brilliant. So it's great that you put it in a book or two, I should say.
Thank you. Outer world follows inner world. Case closed. You've got chaos in your outer world. Check your thinking.
Yeah.
And when people start to understand that the challenge with life, Scott, is that most people are angry at the mirror because it's not smiling back.
Right. Yeah, I know that I was angry. I was angry because I wasn't able to respond the way I knew I could. And I think that most hurt me as a person. And now that I have the choice to respond to anger with love or, you know, intolerance with compassion, like it gives me a lot more comfort in the world, which I think epitomizes your journey in prison where you said, I'm going to take this thing and be grateful for it. So
it was a hell of an adventure.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not the way I'd want to learn that lesson, but, you know, we don't get a choice. The last thing I'll say, man, is that we are the authors of our own story. I love that. You know, thank you for reminding us on a daily that we get to write our own story. It's brilliant.
Don't let anybody else hold the pen.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. And thanks for being on the show. We're going to keep our eyes on you, and we're very happy to give away one of your books, man. Thank you.
Yes, or many. Mm-hmm.
Pleasure, no.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's copy for everybody listening, so yes. Yeah, my pleasure.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Peter.
Take care. Stay amazing.
Enjoy your vacation.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share, or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.